The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Welcome back to the show, folks.
I got a shotgun, a rifle.
You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. And the extraordinary man that we have on the air with you, and we can't keep him much longer because we're keeping him up there in Zagreb, Croatia, is Dr. Tom Sunic. And speaking of Donald John Trump, he married a Slovenian, beautiful Slovenian woman, Melania Trump, and her name, I don't know how to pronounce it in Slovenian, but it's K-N-A-V-S. K-N-A-V-S is her Slovenian name.
Well, I guess you were the first person who's telling me that. I never paid attention to it, but thanks, Jamie, anyway.
Yeah, K-N-A-V-S, and the family Germanized it to Knaus. Changing
it's
the V to a U.
Because in Slovenia there are quite a few of Germanized and Slavicized names, just like in Croatia. It goes back to history. It's very complicated, it's very tragic at the same time.
Well, now, interestingly, Melania Trump, now, you know, this would be wonderful. I think Donald Trump is going to win. So his wife will be the first lady of America for 8 years because he'll have a second term. She speaks Slovenian, Serbian, English, French, and German, all of which I think you speak, Tom.
Yeah.
And she was born in the Socialist Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, as you were, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
So she's now, and get this, folks, she was born, I'm looking at the map here, 20 miles west of your hometown of Zagreb, Tom. She was born in Novo Mesto, Slovenia. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to pronounce that, but Novo Mesto.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then she lived, and again, I don't know how to pronounce this, in another town also 20 miles away from you called Sevnica.
Yeah, Sevnica.
Sevnica, okay, thank you for helping me with that. And she went to school, she did her schooling at the University of Ljubljana in Slovenia. So, my gosh, you and Melania would have so many stories to share and tell, and her son with Donald Trump. Her son also speaks Slovenian and other languages. He's 10 years old, so he'll be 18 by the time Donald Trump is done with his presidency. Just a real connection there between you, Tom. And by the way, Melania Trump is very influential. Donald Trump respects her intellect immensely. And so we'll be hearing a lot from a person very close to you in the world, Tom, during the Donald Trump presidency. Oh, and get this. I'm sure it'll happen that Donald Trump will probably fly his Air Force One to Ljubljana so that Melania, or he may fly to Zagreb, which is much closer, so that Melania can make a visit home several times during the presidency.
Well, who knows? I certainly wouldn't mind, you know, meeting her in person. Meeting Trump, I would certainly be very pleased and honored. But we'll see how that happens. At this moment, I'm looking at him not just like a daily politician. I'm looking at him as a role model and also, as I mentioned earlier, as a psychological phenomenon, which is basically the reflection of all our frustrations, if I can put it that way, that have been accumulating over the last 40 years. I sincerely hope that he will make a difference, not just in the United States of America, but also in Europe. And if he wins, literally, you know, I'll sell this little property I have here in Croatia. I'll go back to the States and fight with my comrades and with my colleagues for the betterment of the United States of America.
Well, and then, that's wonderful to hear, Tommy. It'll be so, you know, it's great to have you there. And of course, you'll always, you know, you'll have a foot in both continents, you know, for your entire life, of course. Just as Melania will. So it will be, and this will be during the Trump presidency, this will be a tremendous, this will be new. No American president, well, let's think about it, maybe I'm misstating, but has ever had a European wife, at least not like Melania. And so Melania will give a real European connection to the Trump White House. She'll have European visitors. Her family, of course, will visit her constantly from Slovenia. And she will be traveling back to Slovenia. And, of course, your countries, Croatia and Slovenia, are right in the heart of Europe. You're right in the very middle of, really the heart of Europe. So and of course, your countries are also at the front line, really, of stopping this immigration invasion of all of these Muslims who are simply trampling, you know, armies of them, just trampling down the roads and tearing down fences and, by the millions. And folks, now, remember this. Tom Sunak told you something very, very interesting that you have to listen carefully to hear it. But in Europe, this is a frightening situation. In Europe, our cousins in Europe are not free the way we are in America to speak. We are so free in our speech that we can even get careless. We can even, become extreme and eccentric in our speech. But in Europe, they're not free at all. So it's necessary for patriots like Tom Sunak to say many things by implication. Right. And you have to listen to that, folks. You have to pay attention and understand that our cousins in Europe are not like less brave than we are. They're braver than we are, because to be a patriot in Europe is a lot riskier proposition than it is here in America. They're all,
yeah, James, I have a follow-on to that.
Yes.
Is there any of these is there anyone in the patriot scene that you know of that's close enough to be able to join us and talk about this? And I'm thinking about all the extreme speech codes. You know, we're aware of that, but we're dying to have some European patriots on the air with us. I mean, we're on the air every single night. We get kind of tired of hearing ourselves all the time, even though our American audience is fabulous. But I would be thrilled to have anyone, I don't know, from FPO or from France,
sure, sure. Any place. Well, thanks, Sam. I have to blame myself for not bringing this up in the first place, because I know quite a few folks who speak well English, who articulate the English well, and who certainly would be pleased to. Well, Jamie, why don't you remind me, and I'll send you a couple of addresses. In fact, just 2 weeks from now, I will be in Germany with Die Rechten. I have a couple of lectures over there, very high-level lectures. Now, always keep in mind, and as far as the Germans are concerned, of course, they will be on the air. We can talk about things. But as you said very well, they will use some elusive lingo. They will not be very explicit sometimes. Please do remind me, or actually, I will send you two or three names, and I will try to hook you up with those guys and those ladies also. Let me see. Okay, anyway, thanks for reminding me that, sir. That's very important, George.
Yeah, that would be great, Tom. I mean, we have a Canadian fellow here all the time. We love him. We have two of them, Paul Fromm and Remy Tremblay.
Yes, I love Paul.
We've had some Brits. Jez Turner here not too many weeks ago.
Now, I understand perfectly. Look, I don't want to regurgitate the stuff more or less we all know, and plus it wouldn't be a little bit funny and silly to have me on the air every week. But I certainly know some folks here in the neighboring countries, also in Hungary, in France as well, whose English is acceptable, whose English is digestible, and I'm sure they would be willing to accept your offer. And I'll do my best to alert them and to alert Jamie about this. I promise.
George, let me expand the offer that you're making there to Tom, and that is this, Tom. If you are communicating to patriots in Europe on this subject, let them know that this is a radio show. First of all, it's on six days a week. We only miss Saturday. On Monday through Friday, it's a pretty bad hour for you in Europe. It's more like 4 in the morning for you in Europe, but it's there. Anybody who wants to get up in the middle of the night and go on the radio to tens of thousands of patriots, they can do it right here. This is an open invitation. Anybody from Europe that you want to put on the air, they can go on the air here on a station that, of course, is much more free than any station in Europe. But also, this is an important thing to reassure your comrades and, you know, your kinsmen in Europe with, and that is that the hosts of this show understand not to get Europeans in trouble. We understand that.
Also,
we
there
understand.
Are certain, of course, topics, even myself, you know, look, I'm trying to avoid certain topics and, you know, which ones. Of course, I talk about the Holocaust, we can talk about this and that, but I'm usually trying to be a little bit evasive, and of course I'm trying to be not very explicit, because of course this always has repercussions here, and then you can get into some troubles, even if you crack a joke, you know, about the gypsies here, about the Arabs, you got to be careful. Look what's going on just yesterday in Germany. I mean, on a daily basis you hear people getting fined and arrested just for cracking a joke about the Turks or Islam or Muslims, you know, so you got to be careful. Plus, okay, I'll tell you, I probably don't have to practice so much self-censorship, because there is something I call decency, you see. I'm not going to use some heavy words to depict Arabs, and by, I don't even consider them main culprits. I consider the treacherous elites in Germany and the European Union, they're the main culprits for this chaos, for this unfolding chaos in Europe. They're the ones who need to be criticized, and not those guys and not those millions of people who are streaming into here. But Jamie, just before we knock off, can you please let me know, is there somebody, is there a caller or somebody who might probably be interested in asking me a critical question? Because I think I'll sign off in 5 or 10 minutes, if you don't mind.
Well, we'll let George be your questioner here, because we're...
George, you're welcome if you have some critical questions. You already made one good one, and I'll send, I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to send Jamie a couple of emails of some good, very educated, good folks. And please do contact them in my name and have them on your Skype. And
we'll do it. Okay, Brexit happened not too long ago, and we can all read the polls that if the French were going to have a vote today, a referendum, they would leave the EU. So
yes.
How long do we have to suffer before France finally is able to get rid of their socialist and get a real president?
Well, that's what amazes me. You know, I'm not a seer or I can't really project myself into the future. But one thing that really surprises me, that people are so frustrated. Everybody you talk to, you know, everybody has had enough. But for a variety of reasons, I don't understand why there is not such a big, a diplomatic language. How come that we still don't have this massive uprising, this massive rise, if I can even physically, people going out and just saying we've had enough? I mean, on a private level, yes, everybody says things are bad, but on a massive level, I haven't seen big things happening. So I'm a little bit skeptical, probably we'll have to wait.
Well, there's a lot riding on the, when is the election in France? I know it's within...
It's next year. The presidential election will be 17 in May. So I guess we still got to wait for another year. And hopefully Marine Le Pen, if she doesn't win, at least she will send them a powerful message this time, because she's doing very well in the polls. But I guess be a little bit careful as far as the polls are concerned, because tomorrow you may be reading entirely different numbers and figures than today. So the one thing which certainly we can say, which is good for all of us, is that people have had enough in Europe. People are scared. You notice that? People are getting scared, especially in Germany. I'm sure you heard about people now re-immigrating, going back to settling down in Hungary and Croatia. There are quite a few of Germans who move now. There are lots of Germans who are married here in Croatia. And, of course, on the official level, you will just hear some little stories about this. But by and large, even the not explicit whites, not white supremacists, but let's put it that, but just normal, regular folks, you can see if you engage them in private discussions, you can notice that they have this angst, that they have this anxiety of the future. Things are not as they used to be like 2 years ago. So in a sense, you can say there will be definitely some big things happening, and I hope, I'm pretty much sure this will happen by the end of this year. Now, I'm not necessarily referring to some violence or some civil war. We're far from that. But things are never going to be the same as they were like last year. That's one thing we can start with.
Well, how much longer do we have to suffer with Angela Merkel? When's the next election in Alemania?
Well, that's a good point. She has been in power for 10 years now. Can you imagine? This tells you again about this Mickey Mouse joke about parliamentarian democracy, which we take as a role model, you know, for freedom and what a freedom of speech and what have you. This is a joke. I mean, I wrote about this whole parliamentarian democracy, the scholarly stuff. And so the point is that, look, I can just take a wild guess. She's also surrounded by sycophants, by people who are afraid of being called Nazi. I mean, the worst possible insult. I mean, this is a life-threatening insult you can get in Germany is if you get accused by the mainstream media as a Nazi or as a racist. I mean, it's similar to some extent in the United States of America. But here in Europe, if you are shut up and shut down with this term. And this is exactly what she fears most. And what her entourage fears most, even people who are more or less aware of what's going on. And I guess, indeed, I'm very, very skeptical and I'm fearful of also what's going on in Germany, because in this game of super mimicry on the part of the German ruling elites, what you have is that Angela Merkel and her entourage, now, they're not just ruining Germany and the German people, they're also ruining the neighboring countries. And by detour, they are creating anti-German sentiments among neighboring countries, which I think it's very, very bad and dismal. And this is what I'm afraid most, because I certainly wouldn't like to see Europeans getting involved into another tribal or into another ethnic wars, like Serbs, Croats, like Ukrainians. Look what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. And of course, you always got to ask yourself a question. I'm sorry if I'm raving too fast, but I'll just give you an idea, just a psychological whiff, so to speak. Ask yourself a question: who benefits from this conflict in eastern Ukraine? Certainly not the Russians, certainly not the Ukrainians, and I presume we can take a wild guess as to who really benefits. So I presume it's not in the interest of the Hungarians, who now have very heavy words. The Hungarian government has very heavy words against Angela Merkel, and the Czech government also had very strong words against Angela Merkel and her do-good policies of multicultural ecumenism, of multiculturalism embrace. I mean, this is insane what they're doing. And this is truly a clinical case of insanity. And I understand, because I, to some extent, I'm consider myself a spiritual German, you know, the language and so on, and I feel literally at home over there. But I guess what she's been doing with this ethnic masochism to the German people is truly, it borders on insanity, and it will certainly have extremely bad consequences, as I said, on neighboring peoples in the vicinity. And hopefully this is not going to result in another European civil war. And That's where I think hope, especially our folks in the United States of America, our white people, can Trump himself can be a certain catalyst. Because again, regardless of what those neocons say about him, and what those quote unquote academics from Cato Institute and what those pseudo intellectuals are raving about, he has some very solid and sound statements. He had some solid sound statements about the European Union, about Germany. He was the only one who actually said openly and loudly that the Germanist policy towards immigration was not sound. This is what Trump said. And can you imagine? So critical Germans, people of our brand, if I can put it that way, they have to rely now on Trump's utterings and his words in order to provide themselves an extra legitimacy, because otherwise we can't say anything here. I mean, well, things are very dismal.
Now here's someone, someone who is going, his work is going to parallel that of Donald Trump. Here's a headline from Breitbart. Freedom Party, that's Austrian Freedom Party, candidate Norbert Hofer has widened his lead in a Gallup poll. We'll come to that, and then we won't take you further into the night, Tom, but we'll talk about Norbert Hofer before we leave Tom Sinek. Stay tuned, folks.
your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here we are at the convention of the politically incorrect here at the American Freedom Party Report. We're about to say goodbye to Dr. Tom Sunic from his home in Zagreb, Croatia. And I just wanted to get one last piece of encouraging news out to you. That's one of our jobs here, is to encourage you. And to, Tom was saying, never overestimate your enemy. George, who was it that said that?
Sun Tzu.
Sun Tzu, the famous military theoretician.
Yeah, I saw it firsthand when Yugoslavia was falling apart, you know, so don't overestimate your enemy. I saw those, I mean, I even know some of them, those local communists, you know, who were preaching, who had been preaching communism and Stalinism until 1991. And then all of a sudden in 1991, they all turned into Democrats, liberals, pro-Americans, what have you. So I guess this tells you again about the human spirit and rather the lack of human virtues. So I can guarantee you that even many, many of the folks now who are slamming Trump and his wife Melania are basically cowards. And of course, when winds change, when the traffic directors change, don't be surprised to have them as the best supporters of Trump. This tells you again how people are shifty. And guys, those at least who listen to me, just hang in there, work on your modesty, let's lower our egos, and let's continue our fight for a better America. Thank you, folks. And Jamie, thanks much, and all my best wishes to all of you. And I'm at your service. Give my email to folks who want to contact me, especially young white students who like classics, because I read classics. I love classics. And I've just finished a large piece for the Occidental Observer on European literature, on the envy in European classical literature, from Shakespeare to Sophocles. And I enjoy that. So if you have listeners who like foreign languages and classics, they're welcome to write to me. Thank you, folks.
Oh, now before you go, Tom, before you go, let's put in a big plug there. If you want to read, of course you do if you're in this audience, folks, here's where you can go to read for free. You can go read the great writings of Tom Sunik. Go to the best webzine in the world, and that is theoccidentalobserver.net. TheOccidentalObserver.net, created and edited by Dr. Kevin B. McDonald, who is a fellow director of the American Freedom Party. And you will find there that there are archives of the very best thinkers and writers in our cause, and one of them is Tom Sunik. You can how many articles do you think you have there at TheOccidentalObserver.net, Tom?
Well, I can't keep really track of it. I guess about 50, 60.
It'll keep you busy, folks. It'll keep you busy. reading Tom Sunik's writing.
Jamie, thank you very much, and my best wishes also to George, and I'm at your service.
And then let's give the folks the best way to reach you, Tom, directly. The best way. Is there an email you want to give out for people?
Sure, why not? If they have some serious inquiries, especially about the students, I'm specifically referring to students who would like to find a reading list, who are probably not aware of the huge literary and philosophical heritage of the conservative or rather nationalist cause, both in Europe and the States, and I'll be willing to help. It's tom.sunik@gmail.com, folks.
And that's spelled, folks, tom.sunic.
Right.
gmail.com. Well, Tom, you know, it is, you know, you mentioned it would be a little bit, there might be something wrong with hearing from you every week. We would love it. I'm not asking, I don't presume to ask you that, but let me tell you, if we could hear from you 7 days a week, that wouldn't be too much. So anytime we can, you know, hear from you, it's just a privilege here. Thanks, Tom. We'll see you again soon.
See you, Tom.
We'll be back, folks.
Circling skies, tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound escape. High
pressure, set, mixtures.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah, I guess the engineer is doing us a favor here in giving us quiet time during breaks. That's pretty neat. It's a lot of extra
without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands
you.
In your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars.
Okay.
AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens.
Okay.
Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods.
You guys,
AirOutfitting.com
you
has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info,
okay,
including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get
George,
it.
George, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll come back on the air here.
AirOutfitting.com. Corporate media dominates
really
the American opinion.
Rundown.
Finding independent
Trump
voices that counter this avalanche
yesterday.
Is becoming
so
increasingly
some more
difficult.
Gems. I want to go back
with
to Trump.
Endless corruption running rampant throughout our
and
government.
And then we're going to go to Tom Bowie in half an hour.
Ever, to battle
let's
the
see,
offensive
yeah, in half
against
an hour,
our
we'll,
freedoms
we'll bring
and
Tom
liberties.
Bowie on, and I'll let
as
you
a listener
know
of RBN,
Tom
no
Bowie.
One understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com,
you mean the callers?
You can reach countless sleeping Americans.
No, the reason I didn't bring callers in is
in
that we had, they can't
LibertyStickers.com
hear us,
has a huge inventory
Tom,
of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be a better day.
Party report, named so similar to the Austrian Freedom Party, about which we were talking a little bit ago. How does that go in German? It's the Partei Österreich. FPO, the Freiheitliche Partei Österreich, the Austrian Freedom Party. I love the similarity between our names, the AFP. The Austrian Freedom Party, AFP, American Freedom Party. And, of course, we have very parallel beliefs. There's a difference in that we here in America, we are freer to swing for the fences than our European cousins. And so that's a theme I'm constantly trying to educate folks on, is that we've got to contain our language, because in Europe, you can say the same thing with language that's a little bit contained. In Europe, you go to jail for saying the kinds of things that we say all the time here in America, and Americans don't know that. Nobody's ever told them that. It's something that very small number of people are aware of. So we try to spread it out to a wider audience here on this radio show, that we need to save ourselves, we need to be a family, and our cousins in Europe, they really rely on the fact that we have a First Amendment. Who was it that we had on this show? I played a clip from someone who was speaking about this. His name was, it'll come to me in just a second, Paul Weston. I think I'm remembering the name right. Paul Weston of Britain. We played a clip. He was speaking at a CPAC breakout panel, and he said, please, please don't lose your First Amendment here in America. Of course, that's what Donald Trump is all about, is saving that First Amendment. Because our European cousins, like Paul Weston, he can't say the things he was saying at CPAC, he can't say in Europe. And he's taken a chance even saying them here in America, because he can go to jail in Europe for what he says in America, or anywhere. So the someday we'll do a show on that, on how bizarre it is in Europe. There it is, the Freiheitliche Partei Österreichs. George is supplying me with that correct title. Let's go back to, we've got a few callers that have been waiting politely, so let me, patiently rather. Let's go to, we've got three callers, and I don't know how many I've managed to hold on to. We've got Tom in Florida, we got Laura in Michigan, and we've got Caesar in New York. Let's go in order. Tom in Florida, you're on the air.
James, good day, James. Great show. And George, I do want to say this. So I don't know if you guys paid attention to the news right now. They're getting ready to call up the National Guard in Wisconsin, Milwaukee. You got Sheriff Clark there, who's a backer of Trump, and they're probably going to have to call up the National Guard because there's a lot of chaos going on over there in Milwaukee. Well, I want to talk to you about James.
Tom, let's stay on that. Let's stay on that. That's a very good opening topic, Tom. The sheriff, the black folks, I think he's a police chief, maybe he's a sheriff, of Milwaukee, is in fact a big Trump supporter and is on the campaign trail speaking for Donald Trump. That's wonderful. And Wisconsin is a swing state. Donald Trump is going to be there. So I'll tell you what, rioting Black Matters Lives or Black Lives Matter kind of people in Milwaukee, they might be enough to wake up enough white people and others to vote for their own freedom on November 8th in Wisconsin. That very well may be a swing state. And because of that, Donald Trump is going to be in West Bend, Wisconsin on Tuesday, at Washington County Fair Park and Conference Center. He's going to be in Youngstown. Yes. So go ahead. Go ahead, Tom.
I got family members in outside of West Allis, and most of my male cousins are all voting for Trump, but you do got the female licky-kissy-touchy-feely female whites in Wisconsin. I guess they're going to go for Hillary. But, James, I got to tell you something very importantly. I want you and George to research
Today. Tom, again, before you race on to another point, I like when you bring up a point, I like to say something about it before you go to the next one. When it comes to women voting in this election, you know, I was wondering about that myself. So I went back, you know, I went back and looked at all the elections going back to when they first started, when Gallup started polling the gender in voting results. And a very interesting thing going back, I think they started in 1952 when Eisenhower was one. Guess who voted more for Eisenhower than for Stevenson? The women. In 1956, guess who voted more for Eisenhower than Stevenson? The women. They voted better than the men. In 1960, I'm trying to remember, but here's my point, Tom. It's not a given that women vote, women vote less well than men. If you go back and look at those elections, the women voted more intelligently in about six or eight presidential elections or whatever, five or six. Most of the presidential elections, starting with Eisenhower, there were a couple in which the men voted better than the women. But it's not just a trail of tears, you know. of women voting, you know, voting the wrong direction. So I don't want to cast that aspersion out on all our, you know, wonderful patriot lady listeners. It's not something that's, you know, baked in the cake. In some elections, the women vote better than the men. Go ahead, Tom.
James, this is very important that you hear this. And George, I watch MSLSD today, and they had a black gentleman on there with dreadlocks, and they had these two white women and a white male. I can't remember his name. I'll think about it in a minute. I know Rich Lowry, I believe, was one of them. But I want to tell you this, James. This one Afro-American, they were talking about the swing states, and they're saying this guy doesn't know what's going to happen in this election. He, you know, of course, he's a liberal black, but he's even saying we know where the white males are going to go, but he says what are the white females going to do in this on these swing states? And basically, James, what he was saying on the news today is this. These polls that are all coming out, they're not even really polling any white males, and they're not polling the white females as much as they are to all these minority groups. So every poll on the CNN and all these liberal networks, James, they are polling minority groups. They're not really polling the numbers of white women and white males. They're not polling the white males, James. If it was that way, this election would be so close to be a razor thing election. But now these networks are only polling these minorities of blacks and Hispanics, and all these Hispanics are going to go 80% for Hillary. The James, but they're not polling the white males.
Hang on, Tom. I want to comment on what you just said. There's truth in what you just said, but you're also exaggerating, which is wonderful. that's something you do. They are, of course, polling white women and white males. They're not polling zero. When you say they're not polling, that's not true. But here's what they are doing. Here's the truth in what you're saying. I don't know the term of art. George, you may know it. There's a term in the polling business. It's a term that's a synonym with adjusting. What they do after they conclude
normalizing,
maybe that's a term, but they cook it, they adjust it, and so they it's an unbelievable malpractice that they engage in. But whatever they get off the telephones or the polling that they do, they adjust it for what they consider to be demographic trends, or you know. So the point being, they can mess with these numbers as much as they like. So that's the key thing here, Tom, and that's where you're right. They are messing with the numbers. Tom, I've got other callers waiting. So you got 3 points in there, three good ones. Let me go to another caller, if that's okay with you. Let's go to Laura in Michigan.
I was going to say, Mr. Sunik, he kind of hit on the topic I wanted to talk about how they're going to browbeat the voter. They've decided they can't get Trump, so they're going to go after the voters now. And like he said, make them out to be uneducated and what have you. Also, what I see that they're going to do is they're going to start pulling out about Russia. Oh, you're going to vote for somebody who wants to be friends with Russia? You know, they keep bringing up a Crimea. And the people have to remember, Crimea had two referendums. One, they voted to get out of the Ukraine. In the second referendum, they voted to go with Russia. So he is not attacking them. So they want to start using that to browbeat the voters.
Yeah, and of course, Crimea is an overwhelmingly Russian place. Laura, I'm sorry I didn't put you on with Tom. We'll have Tom on in the future. I'll try to connect you to Tom Sunik in the future.
And have you even heard that they're going to drag out Dan Rather out of mothballs? Because, you know, people really believe him and everything. And they're going to bring him out for the sake of just browbeating the Trump voters. So that's what we have to look forward to.
Well, yeah, you know, Laura, the wonderful thing is that nothing they have tried so far has worked. And, in fact, everything they've tried appears to have backfired. So, and as we're getting now, we're going to go back to Donald Trump and his appearance in Fairfield, Connecticut in a little bit after we get through your call, Laura, and then we're going to go to Caesar in New York. And thank you, by the way. Thank you, Laura, for waiting so long. But what I want to show the audience in Trump's work yesterday, he is really, boy, he is raising the temperature. And, you know, did you hear that part of the show, Laura, where he said, the audience was saying, lock her up, lock her up. And then Trump said, you know what? You guys have a point. Did you hear that?
Right, yep.
He's gonna throw her in jail, Laura.
Right.
No,
this is gonna make her more desperate.
Yeah.
More desperate for dirty tricks, you know.
Yeah.
But Obama said the other day, of course he's in with it. He says because Putin is hacking the DNC emails, he said, I'm gonna put more sanctions on him. He has no proof of that. No proof. No reason to put more sanctions on.
Well, and then I like what people like Pat Buchanan say is, hey, wait a minute. who the heck cares who's hacking the emails? The point is the emails. Who's writing the emails? The emails are the emails. Yeah. Putin's not writing these emails. And of course, he's probably not hacking them either. But whoever's revealing them to us, hey, God bless you. Whoever's revealing those emails to us, that's not an attack against the United States or against anything else. It's somebody who's saying, here, you need to know what's going on. And of course,
we needed that.
Yeah. And by the way, also
whistleblowers and email hackers are the best friends we have.
Yeah. There you go. Well, thank you, Laura, very much. And please call.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Let's go to Caesar in New York, the great city of New York.
Jamie, how are you today?
Good.
Well, that's good to hear, Jamie. Jamie, there's a new issue of the Inquirer, and they are throwing Hillary under the bus like they've never thrown her under the bus before. I believe it's Dick Morris, maybe, the writer.
Yes.
They have her in the front page of the Inquirer. She's weighing at 286 pounds, and they say she's got this big guy who's a neurosurgeon who's with her because she's having some difficulties. I don't know if she has dementia. It's Bubba that has the dementia. But big article in the Inquirer, the new issue. I just saw it this morning. The guy was putting it out on the shelf.
Okay, I will go grab one, and I'll have it for our audience tomorrow. That's a $5 investment, folks. That's a cue for you to send in your financial support to the show so I can afford the $5 Inquirer tomorrow. And how can you support this show? Send in any form of contribution to James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. That's beautiful, Caesar, and that they're really... Now, Dick Morris, folks, is a former top aide to Hillary and Bill Clinton. And he finally had enough of both of those people, and so he is exposing them big time, and he knows where the skeletons are buried. So... And Dick Morris is doing it in the National Enquirer and elsewhere on a regular basis. Thank you, Caesar. Did you have another point, Caesar?
Yeah, no, he says that Bubba is very, very sick, and he says he don't have long. I don't know what he said he had, but he said Bubba is very sick. And also, are you going to cover Victor Thorne, who August the 1st... is no longer with us as of August the 1st?
Yes. Well, I'm awaiting some more news on Victor Thorne, folks. And, of course, we can certainly give a tribute here. Victor Thorne died. The public announcement was that it was a suicide. But there, when you talk about Dick Morris can tell you there have been a lot of people who suicided themselves by, like, shooting themselves twice or shooting themselves in the back. An initial story of suicide, we wait to hear, if there's more to hear. And, of course, Victor Thorne was a tremendous patriot and a tremendous enemy of Hillary and Bill. He wrote a trilogy of books exposing their sexcapades, their financial crimes, and their criminal activities. So Victor Thorne was very high on the enemies list for Bill and Hillary, and... murder by suicide is certainly possible in this case, Caesar.
Jamie, it's odd that he commits suicide August the 1st on the coronation of Her Majesty Hillary.
Well, one of the people who's skeptical about the suicide is that Victor Thorne was so So, I mean, this is the most exciting time that somebody like a reporter like Victor Thorne could be alive. And he, there's no reason you, I mean, you would want to stay. You know, it's how many days is it before November 8th now, George? 86? It's a short time, folks. And anybody who's really passionate about this election.
It's 85 days, 7 hour, and 10 minutes.
There we go, folks. 85 days.
Let me ask you something. Is there anyone out there that an investigative reporter on the level of Scott Robert, because that was his name, I guess Victor Thorne was just the pen pal name he used or whatnot.
Is there anybody investigating this? Well,
No. They just said it was a suicide. But is there anyone out there at his level as good as he? Because, I mean, he really uncovered a lot of stuff that most people, they didn't touch upon. You know, people talk about the elite, the New World Order. Victor Thorne named names.
Yes, he was very good. He was very good. And there are others who are very good. Dick Morris is very good. We'll be back, folks, after this break for one more segment. And we're going to get to Mike in Colorado. Hang on, Mike.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hold control.
about to head into our final hour of our weekend extravaganza, the Sunday American Freedom Party Report, a three-hour show. Coming up, if we make the connection, we'll have American Freedom Party presidential candidate Mr. Tom Bowie on the air with us, if our engineers are able to make that connection to his home in Arkansas. And I promised Mike that we'd... Mike, you're a very patient man. Are you still with us? Come in, Mike, if you're still with us from Colorado.
Hi, James. Yeah, I'm here, and I'll be brief because I know your show's moving fast. A couple quick things. I appreciate your show. I appreciate your message, your enthusiasm. It's been reported that your candidate has enlisted Joseph Schmitz to his foreign policy group. And if that's the case, that needs deeper research from people.
Well, okay. Let me give you my home phone number, okay?
Well, Mike, sure. Hold on a sec.
701.
Got it.
317. 5317.
Okay.
And would you call me after the show?
I can call you after the show. 701-317-5317.
That's me. And folks, that's a phone number for everybody, anybody out there. You can call me just about any old time. I love getting calls from the audience. And Mike, I'm very glad to hear what you have to say on that. And
something you don't want to cover on the air, or we don't have time for it?
Well, I want to discuss it with you first. And then
okay.
It's like what attorneys say about going into court. Never ask somebody a question. Never ask a question unless you know what the answer is going to be.
Okay.
Yeah, you've heard of that one. But Mike, thank you very much for tuning in. And didn't you love what Trump had to say about, I'm not running against Hillary, I'm running against the media?
Well, I kind of did until I learned that he enlisted Schmitz to help him, and then I got real suspect. So.
Oh. Okay. Well,
only because Schmitz
Mike, I misunderstood you. There are two your candidates. The American Freedom Party has a candidate, Tom Bowie. So you caught
me. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize. I meant Trump.
Okay. Well, now here's the thing. I don't know who Mike Schmitz is in regards to Trump, but let me give you a blanket one answer fits all on anything going on in the Trump campaign. When you find one person that he hired or that he consulted with or he talked to. A presidential campaign is like an enormous elephant. It's a tremendous enterprise with thousands of people. And so but it's not the best idea to nitpick if you find one thing, one pimple somewhere or something that's not quite right in an enterprise as big as a Trump campaign or any presidential campaign has to be. You've got to look at the whole thing.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not going to get time to call you today, but I'll keep listening.
Yeah, but do call me. Well, do call me at some point, because I am interested
okay,
in the
thanks,
question.
Buddy.
And I'll Google
Bye-bye.
It. Folks, we'll be right back after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.